You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, it's Boss Lady Toya.
And this is Fancy Nancy.
And we are the Curvy Cuties. We want to say hello to everyone and thank you all for listening to our shows. Also, we want to thank our previous guests from our last three shows that we had. We had Kenan, Amir, Venice, Miss Nisi, and
Tiffany.
Yeah. So thank you guys for being on our last three shows.
Yes.
They were very entertaining. Today, unfortunately, you just have me and Nancy.
Yeah, we just hear y'all.
It's just the two of us. We're not going to bore you too long. And excuse my nasal sound. I am getting over a cold that I've had all week. So I'm on the mend. So.
She looks cute, y'all. She's still toy.
Thank
you.
Know,
got her hair done. Her cute little outfit. I want that outfit.
Thank you. That.
So we here, and this we here. It's a Sunday today, and it's beautiful outside, and we're glad to be here. A lot has gone on.
Oh, yes.
The past week.
This has been a very interesting week.
Yes, very interesting.
Yes, it. Yeah, very interesting. Before we get into the deeper issue, which everyone is talking about, especially after some videos came out last night regarding Nipsey Hussle, before we get into that, I wanted to talk a little bit about, and I don't think I shared this with Nancy. I think we texted about it a little bit, but we hadn't talked about it. There was, I don't know if a lot of you guys watch Housewives of Atlanta. I didn't watch the show last week, but I know what was going on in regards to NeNe being mad that Kenya was invited to a function of Cynthia's and Cynthia not telling her about it. So there was conversation because I was involved in some conversations online about, do you think you should tell your friend if you have two friends and they didn't like each other and you invited them both to the same place, should you tell them that the other is going to be there? And I think you should. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of people online saying, oh, she doesn't owe her any explanation. That was her event. She doesn't have to tell her anything. But if you don't know the mind frame of one or both of the people, I think just out of common courtesy and respect to the friendship, especially if you know that one person disliked the other person a whole lot more, I think out of common courtesy, you should tell that person. What you think? I see your face.
Toya, I totally agree with you. And I have to say, I think we had a situation like this not too long ago. And Toya had to tell me.
I forgot about
that. Yes, that we were going somewhere and somebody.
Don't say too much.
You know.
Uh-huh.
was going to be amongst us. Is that the right word? But
yes.
I know I appreciate it. And you want to look at it. Okay, and this is what I want to say about the whole NeNe and Cynthia and Kenya thing now. Everybody is saying NeNe as far as her response to a lot of situations. Even Cynthia, mm-hmm. you know, her and Cynthia have had previous issues regarding mm-hmm. their friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe, yes, she should have told NeNe because she should know how NeNe is going to react.
That's right.
And then NeNe is, as far as friendship, she's needy in that area, especially
with
Cynthia's.
This, and then especially what's going on with Greg. She was like really different this season anyway.
Right.
So
she was really emotional.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I believe that just out of, yes, especially in that situation, I mean, maybe some people responded to you saying, no, she didn't have to do that because of the way they handle their friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And their friends might not care. But, you know, just as with me and you and our friendship and something and somebody was coming and you did say, hey, Nancy, what you always tell me.
Mm-hmm. By the way.
And, you know, y'all, I love everybody. So, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
but, you know, you did say, hey, Nancy, this is such and such. This is a situation, which I appreciate. And I'm glad because that's showing me that you respect our friendship. And I can prepare myself to deal with what I have to deal with when it comes to that person in that situation. Because I'm, you know, and then you want to have a good time. You're going to different things. You're doing different things with different people. You want to have a good time. I don't want to go into anything where I'm going to be uncomfortable.
Right.
and mm-hmm. and then be looking at you like what the, you know,
why you didn't tell me
exactly, mm-hmm. and then I'm all messed up and everybody else messed up, so.
right and that's my thing, you know, at least give the person I guess a heads up, mm-hmm. so they can decide, do I really want to attend? Maybe I won't even come because my mind is not right. I don't want to deal with that. Or, you know, the person is coming and you know to steer clear of them. Mm-hmm. And I will say, you were absolutely superb. During that particular function, no one would have known anything had they not known. Mm-hmm. But I think, it was important for you to know that, you know, somebody that you didn't particularly care for was going to be amongst us.
And at the end of the day, thank you, Toya, because mm-hmm. I, even though you had to kind of be like, Nancy, I'm proud of you, you know, a few times.
Still had to reel you in, yeah.
But at the end of the day, I looked back and I was like, okay, it wasn't so bad. I mean, mm-hmm. we all end up having a good time. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, maybe even going forward, if this person is there, you know, it would be okay, even mm-hmm. though I lied about it. But definitely a good.
Especially when it's an intimate type right. of thing. You know, even though we were amongst a bunch of people, it was still intimate. It was just our group.
Right.
So, yeah, it'd be different if you just go into a party and that person is there. I ain't got no control over that.
Yeah.
You know, but if it's something that we know that we're planning together and we know that somebody's going to be there, yeah, I think you should give a person a heads up. But that just amazed me how people, I guess, like you say, people value their friendships differently, because mm-hmm. it was like, I mean, people was really, I don't want to say they were going at, no, well, they weren't going at me, but how they were debating mm-hmm. with me about it. Some people were like, yeah, I agree with you. That's how I treat my friendship. But people were like, they don't have to tell her shit. Mm-hmm. But that's not, if that's your friend, mm-hmm. if both of them are your friends, you should want them to know. Because in the instance with Cynthia and Nene and Kenya, I'm sure Cynthia told Kenya, Nene was going to be there.
Well, and that's probably common sense.
Yeah.
Kenya knew. Right. Because that's her girl.
Because that's her girl. So why you just couldn't give the same respect? But I think that whole thing is shady, but I'm not going to keep, you know.
I guess, too, you know, we watch the reality shows, but and we know it's some shady stuff, some setup stuff behind it. But and Nene should have, you know, known, too, probably. Because, mm-hmm. you know, everybody always showing up.
She had told her, excuse me. She had told her that she wasn't coming. I think they said initially.
Okay.
And then I think Candy talked her into it or something.
Okay.
Something like that. I don't know. It was some shady stuff. So, but that had been on my mind because that was a little conversation, debate, whatever that was going on social media, on Instagram.
But I think we can all, too, look at, you know, a situation like that and look at your friendships in general. You know, a lot of things go on between friends mm-hmm. and a lot of situations like that. So, you know, just kind of I don't want to say wake up, but, you know, mm-hmm. just have you looking at, you know, your friendships and what's important to you and your friendships and how you handle.
Right. Because you would want the same respect. I know I would if I was going somewhere and I knew, like, I have a friend that I've had for a very long time and she has friends that I don't care for. Mm-hmm. But she'll let me know, you know, we're going mm-hmm. somewhere that such and such is going to be there. Okay, you know, I'll be on my best behavior. I don't necessarily have to talk to you. You know, mm-hmm. I'll be cordial. I'll speak, but I ain't got to talk to you, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, girl, you still coughing.
I'm sorry. And I left my water. Girl, I left my water in the car. I'm sorry.
You need some peppermint, some Tic Tacs. What you need?
I got all that stuff. I need some water, and I left it in my car. So, let's see.
So what else is going on?
Well, I will say I am glad that the weather is changing. My car said 71, so that made me a little bit excited.
Yeah. You know, the car heat up faster. But it's nice.
I'm claiming that it's 71 outside. So.
Yeah, I got to go to New York next weekend. So I hope the weather
holds up.
Is the same out there because I will be like...
is it a day trip?
Carrie Bradshaw, Sex and the City in the Fashion District.
Is it a day show? I mean, a day visit?
Well, I'm going to be there from Saturday through Monday.
Oh, very good. That's nice.
I'm excited because I'm going to be out there and
doing
good stuff.
All right. And speaking of trips, I'm leaving on Good Friday. I'm going to Vegas and I cannot wait.
Oh, are you?
Yes. Okay. Me and the hubby going to Vegas. And we're going to go see his brother and everything. So I cannot wait. Or his brother is going to come and see us. So
that would be nice.
Yes, I cannot wait. So let me go ahead on, get to the nitty gritty.
The nitty gritty.
Yeah. And I know, you know, a lot of people has been talking about this all week. And with, again, like I said earlier, the stuff that's going on social media with Mr. Kodak Black. Nipsey Hussle.
Who was Kodak Black again?
So.
Who was he? What did he do?
He's a rapper. Oh, I guess yeah. A mumble. He's a mumble rapper. He's okay. One of those mumble rappers. But so as everyone knows, Nipsey Hussle was killed last Sunday, and it hit hard. I would say this, you know, I'm not hip to his music. I've heard maybe a couple of his songs or whatever, but I was hip to what he was doing in his community out in L.A. I knew that, and I of course knew that was London, Lauren London's baby daddy.
Her husband.
Mm-hmm. So I knew, you know, I knew those things. So when I heard he was shot, I can't remember where I was last Sunday. I want to say I may have been at home when I heard he was shot. Yeah, I was at home getting ready to leave and go to Walmart. We get to Walmart, we were shopping, getting ready to go to the checkout, and then I got an alert from TMZ saying he had died. Or it stopped us in our tracks right in the middle of Walmart. We were like, we couldn't, you know, believe it. And it's not that, you know, again, it has nothing to do with his music, but he was like a genuinely good dude. I have not heard anybody say anything bad about him. Dude was trying to buy up his neighborhood. He was hiring felons. Mm-hmm. They say he was only at the shop that day because he was giving his boy that had got out of jail after, clothes. 20 years. He was giving him clothes so he can go see his family. He was trying to make peace between the gang members. He was just a good dude. Now, what pissed me off, well, I'm not going to say pissed me off, but kind of had me looking at people sideways is, okay, maybe X person in the corner didn't know who Nipsey was, but you're mad because other people are showing their support and their pain over his death, and had a lot to say negatively about how people were reacting to him passing away. And I thought that was kind of foul, regardless if you knew who he was or not. You know, if your cousin died, not you, Nancy, but if, out in the world, if your cousin died, I don't know your cousin, I'm still going to hurt for you because that's your cousin. I don't have to know your cousin to feel your pain. I don't know Nipsey Hussle, but other people may have felt like they, you know, could relate to him because of what he was doing. And people were, you know, in pain over it. And they still are. People are still feeling the pain. Mm-hmm. So the remarks and the comments and the posts I was seeing from some people about that kind of, you know, rubbed me the wrong way and made me look at people sideways. Mm-hmm. Like they, you know, they don't have any feelings or compassion mm-hmm. towards people. I don't know if you saw anything mm-hmm. similar.
I did. Honestly see more people supporting mm-hmm. him, and I wasn't hip to his music either mm-hmm. but it's funny because like in the past few months I did see him a lot mm-hmm. him and Lauren London, and you can tell it was just something about his spirit mm-hmm. and certain deaths, even though you don't know the people yeah. do hit you hard, like yeah. just when Kim Porter died,
right?
That hit me hard because yeah. I'm like, wow. You know, I felt like I knew her.
And she was close to our age.
She was close to our age. Mm-hmm. She was, you know, a mom.
Yep.
So when he passed, it was just like, dang, that's effed up. Like, yeah. that's really effed up. And then, you know, it's just looking at, and I'm going to say it, another Black man, mm-hmm. you know, go down. Mm-hmm. Especially what has happened with a lot of our Black men mm-hmm. over the past year, 2 years. And I'm saying I'm not making any excuses for any of them, mm-hmm. you know, especially if some of them were in situations that they were wrong and mm-hmm. now they're paying the consequences.
Right.
But it's still, you know, that's what's hitting me most. I'm like, this man was, and granted, we all have a past.
Yeah.
But was doing some things, and he was positive, mm-hmm. and he was really about to soar.
Yes, he was.
I believe.
33 years old.
About to really soar, you could tell. And mm-hmm. for that spirit to be out there, and I think that's what touched so many people, because they saw that in him. Mm-hmm. I know I did.
Yep.
And I was just like, that's really fucked, excuse me, mm-hmm. effed.
Well, we could say that on here.
Yeah. You know, that has happened, and this man has been taken away from his kids, you know, a woman that yeah. truly loves him, and you
oh,
can
yeah.
see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I do see a lot of people, you know, have been supporting because it felt like you lost somebody that was right. that you knew that mm-hmm. you kicked it with, you know, somebody you went to school with, you mm-hmm. know, or something in that nature. So it's just really sad. And then, of course, a lot of theories, you know, have come
girl,
out. But I do believe something is deeper than what we see.
I don't.
And I'm not even talking about the Dr. CD.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say because I don't.
But I guess my thing now, too, and I was talking with my friend last night about this, and I was like, so what's his name? Darden is taking it.
Chris Darden, whatever.
Yeah. Of the guy.
The OJ.
Who killed him. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, what's really going on? Why is he taking the case? Something is deeper. It's like now it's about to become some type of public, you know,
media. I think he's probably only doing it for publicity. I'm sure that's why doing it.
But I get that. Mm-hmm. But it got me thinking, like, so what's really, I really think something else has been behind this man. And they caught him so quickly. Then I'm like, okay, it was surveillance everywhere. And yeah. I'm sure he would have known that. It was surveillance.
He didn't care.
But then at the same time, this one particular day when, you know, Nipsey doesn't have anybody with him, doesn't have the bodyguard with him. I mean, he's up there doing something.
But you know what had just happened before that? He had the conversation with the dude, and they said that he told the dude he didn't want to talk to him. He didn't want to fuck with him because he was a snitch or something like that.
Okay.
So he said he felt disrespected. That's why he came back and did what he did. That's what one of the...
Okay.
Theories in regards to what happened.
I just still feel this is something else because now I'm like, this Darden guy is defending this man. Like, I don't.
He ain't going to get off. It don't matter how much he defends him.
It's publicity. It's publicity for him. It's making it something else.
See, I guess maybe I see it a different way. Darden, he defended whatever when he, against OJ. Mm-hmm. He lost that too. But nevertheless, with that, old boy going down. Mm-hmm. Regardless if it's going to be through the courts or other means, he's going to go down mm-hmm. because they're looking for him. That's why he's in solitary confinement mm-hmm. because he knows that he's in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. This other thing in regards to being caught so quickly, people get caught quick all the time. In regards with crimes and stuff like that, people get caught quick all the time. You know, it may not take, you know, everybody's capture doesn't take a month or two. If they are good and people are snitching, because you have to think about it. What I was thinking, Nipsey was loved out there.
Mm-hmm.
So police, I watch all these police shows. Police got CIs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If these CIs loved Nipsey just as much as everybody else mm-hmm. did and they had some intel on this dude, mm-hmm. they were going to tell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they had inside word on this guy. You know, for when you think about it, for gangs to come together, rival gangs to come together mm-hmm. in peace, only behind one guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any type of conspiracy or anything like that. It's just all, I think all of this is because of the love they have for him because of what he mm-hmm. was doing.
And I agree. I guess I just, you know, you do have to think of all scenarios mm-hmm. and what he was talking about and what he was doing. And he even said, you know, in the interview, you know, if I die,
mm-hmm.
you know, like he knew, you know, y'all ride for me. Like, mm-hmm. it's kind of, he had a feeling like what he was doing.
And he had just tweeted an hour before he had died about him having enemies.
Right.
So he, you know, I'm sure he knew it was people out there that didn't like what he was doing mm-hmm. in the community. I mean, you know, everybody not down with you being for your community and trying to bring peace because mm-hmm. there are some miserable people out there that just wants hate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I really don't think it's any type of a conspiracy. Cause like you say, the guy, he was on all these cameras, how it came out. And then it came out today, which I knew when you see unfortunately, when they put out the video, when he came up to them and he shot him, Nipsey fell. You mm-hmm. could see him fall, and then you could see him rise up. I said he probably talked. He was mm-hmm. talking to him, and that's what made the man come back and shoot him mm-hmm. again.
And they said he kicked him in his head.
And he kicked him, yeah. So I said, you know, had he just laid there, he probably wouldn't have, you know, passed away. But once the guy heard that he wasn't dead, he got up, and, you know, he came back and shot him a couple more times. That guy didn't care about being seen because mm-hmm. it was a whole bunch of people out there.
And he shot the
other two people. They seen him. So he didn't care about being seen. He was just a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a dumbass. And that's why he's being protected for whatever reason. I would put his ass out there to the wolves and let mm-hmm. them handle his ass, but neither here nor there. I just, you know, thought that that was the different comments I was seeing on social media. And like I said, I did see more positive things mm-hmm. versus the negative. But, okay, if you didn't know him, okay, just keep on moving. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know him, you just didn't know him. Go Google him.
Some people just really, I mean, they're cold to certain things. Yeah. Not that they want to be, but look, it's a lot going on with a lot of people. We don't know what's going on in their life,
yeah.
how they living, what they've been through. Right. So they just automatically turn that cold heart.
That's so unfortunate. That's so unfortunate. Too many good things going on out here to just be a miserable ass person.
But people are.
That's horrible. So I'm going to pray for you.
Yeah, but may he rest in peace. His funeral, they say, going to be at the Staples Center.
Yeah, on Thursday.
And, you know, hopefully going forward. I mean, and these things do happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way of the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just really was like, dang, that's just really messed up that had to happen to him. And, you know, hopefully moving forward, things will get, I don't know, you know, certain people, unfortunately, like Martin Luther King, you know, they have to. Yeah. Pass away for people to really understand and to get what they were fighting for mm-hmm. and what they were trying to do. Because, you know, hopefully, you know, people are looking at themselves like, okay, this got to stop because it's mm-hmm. just getting crazy.
And I shouldn't give this any energy, but that the mumbling rapper.
What's his name? Kodak, like the camera?
Girl.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. I think I know who you're talking about.
You know what he's saying. Excuse me. He has a bunch of, he got songs on the radio. He looked like a roach.
He looked like one of them flying monkeys from The Wiz.
Girl, he is not an attractive young man.
Unfortunate looking, huh?
Yeah, and the things that he said, you know, that's another thing. Social, girl, just social media. I know social media, it is what it is, but social media shows you how ignorant
people are.
Very much so. And not just him, but there are people trying to defend him. Oh, he's young. He doesn't know. He is 21 years old. He is grown. He knows what the hell he's saying.
Now, what exactly? He said something to Lauren London. What is that?
Talking about he's going to give her a year to mourn and cry and shit. And then he's going to push up on her pretty much. Mm-hmm.
That's disrespectful.
Oh, yeah. He said it was a long video. He said a lot of stuff. T.I. and Game checked his ass. He wouldn't apologize. And then one of the radio stations in L.A. said they were going to stop playing his music. And then all of a sudden he came out with an apology, which wasn't an apology. He said, I'm sorry, but I really didn't say nothing or I don't something. He made an apology, mm-hmm. but kind of canceled it out by what he said. And during his apology, he kept saying, I respect dude, but he wouldn't say mm-hmm. Nipsey Hussle's name. And I thought that was disrespectful too. Why are you calling this man mm-hmm. dude? Call him by his name. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, and then just seeing people trying to defend what he was saying and how, oh, y'all just taking it out of context. That's not what he meant. That's what the hell he said. So that's what he meant.
And that's the thing. And even if he didn't mean it, you got to be careful what you say because you know social media is going to take everything you do and say. Just like the whole incident with Omari Hardwick kissing Beyonce.
Oh, my God. Girl, goodbye.
You know, they done made, and I saw something today where they was like, oh, he was very disrespectful. He didn't even speak to Jay-Z.
He took a picture with Jay-Z right before.
I know, but they take sections and parts. So they took this part, and they had him walking by Jay-Z, and Jay-Z making this face, acting like Omari didn't speak to Jay-Z. He just went by Jay-Z and go around to Beyonce, hugged her, kissed her, then kissed
girl.
Her again. And then one thing I seen, he kissed her on the lips and this and
no,
that. I'm like,
he did.
They will take... Because that's how people, you know, and they people buy into it. And you cannot believe everything you freaking read.
Girl, I thought when they said that about him, I'm like, what? Because I didn't see it when it happened. So when it came out, they're like, oh, Mari Hardwick and Beyonce. And I'm like, what are y'all talking about? I looked, I said, okay. They had a video, I think, on the Shade Room or something. And it showed him and Jay taking a picture. Then he walked over to mm-hmm. Beyonce. He said something. He kissed her, said something to her. Then he kissed her again mm-hmm. and said goodbye. What nothing, wasn't serious at
all.
It wasn't disrespectful. It. He just said, gave her a hello, quick hello kiss and a quick goodbye kiss. Mm-hmm. Girl, they just took it and ran
with it.
I'm like, do y'all really think this man, for one, do you think he's going to be disrespectful to Jay-Z by doing this to Beyonce and Jay-Z face, for one? And do you think Jay-Z is going to allow him to walk away without addressing him? Like, hey, bruh,
mm-hmm.
come on now.
Yeah,
social media is hilarious.
And as we all know, people are just waiting to blow things out of proportion, yes. to blow it up, to make a meme about it.
Girl.
And to go there with it. But that's the thing. People will believe. And that's the way of the world.
Yeah.
And people will believe, you know, just like when the news stations, you know, I follow Channel 4 and Channel 7 mm-hmm. and they post stories. And people mm-hmm. be on there like when Nipsey first passed, you mm-hmm. know, some people are on there like, oh, standard rapper, you know, this the rapper. Mm-hmm. See, all y'all see is a rapper mm-hmm. and y'all associate, you know, this with the rapper and because yep. he was a rapper and had a gang. But read further. But then they did explain further that mm-hmm. he was, you know, an what activist he was doing. In his community. Yeah. He was doing this and that. So it's just like, come on, y'all. And then let me just say this on social media. I got to say this since we're talking. Uh-oh. Can y'all please look at the date before y'all post?
Oh, my God.
Because y'all be posting stuff. And granted, I might have done it a couple times before.
Yeah,
because
I've had to tell you. Take that down.
But I do look at the date because I swear yesterday, the day before, somebody posted something. I think it was like 5 years ago.
Somebody had died or something?
No, it was some type of story, some situation.
Girl.
But you know, y'all look at the
dates. Look at the dates. That killed me. It was funny. I was getting my nails done, and my nephew had posted that. Like, if y'all don't start looking at the dates, people do that all the time. Because I think they've killed Sherman Hemsley about 20 times.
Yeah.
They've killed, let me see, who else is it that's been dead that they killed?
And I get some people do, you know, bring it up and say, well, this is the day that they passed.
It wasn't
away.
Even. It ain't even a date. It's like just like it's a new
like
information.
They just passed,
like it just happened.
Yeah.
People don't read. Reading is fundamental. Just don't look at somebody's stuff and say, "Ooh, I'm gonna share it." Read it. Go just click on the link and see what it says.
Y'all read everything else and believe.
Right. You read everything else and believe. Just click on the link real quick before you share it and look at the date and see if it's current. That's all. That's what Fancy Nancy and Boss Lady Toya is asking of you, just to look at the date. Jeez, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I had to.
Okay, so I have another thing, but we're going to need a guest for this, but I want us to start talking about it. So I am in this. Have you ever heard of Marco Polo?
I heard.
It's an app.
No, the Marco Polo. Marco Polo, that
So it's an app. So I'm on this Marco Polo room with four of my friends. Three of us live here and two of them live in Texas. So shout out to Andrea, Jean, Celeste, and Lachey. So those are my four friends that we're all on Marco Polo with. So me, Celeste, and Jean, we're really into, you know, different social media personalities and stuff like that.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. We always talking. Shut up. We always talking about different personalities on social media. So we were talking about transgenders. So you know who T.S. Madison is, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. See, I don't even know. See, we might have to do some research with you before we talk about this.
I gotta Google. I'm a Google.
Oh, go on Instagram. Her name is T.S. Madison.
Lord.
So she used to have a talk show, whatever, online show with Kaya, the neck and back girl, the girl you seen, my mm-hmm. neck, my back. They fell out. So she still has her little show or whatever. And, you know, when she first came out, I thought she was a girl. Because she really, like I said, when I say this girl got big boobs, she built like a for real born and raised woman.
That's like the girl on Laverne Cox.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So anyway, we, you know, we're talking about different social media personalities and transgenders and not knowing who was. Yes.
That's
yes,
a man?
That's a man. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we've been talking about that and how, you know, nowadays, you know, you have to ask questions, you know, when you're dating or meeting somebody. And it's like, how do you ask someone, you know, a man, a man or a woman? How do you ask them, were you born a man, you know, or whatever? I don't know. Thank God, you know, I'm married. I don't have to go through all of that. But how do you meet somebody and you ask, just, I mean, you need to know, because that's how some people get killed too. You don't tell people, and then once it's time to get down, they find out you got a body part that they wasn't expecting you to have. How do you go about asking somebody, or when do you ask that person, or, you know, without that person getting offended?
Okay, well, you know what? This is going to be a good topic for our next show.
Yes.
And let me just say this. They shouldn't have to ask them. They should tell them.
I agree.
Because that's something, you know, just like with anything else. And if you made a change like that, you need to tell them. We shouldn't have to go, even though that might be the norm now, because you got to ask other things, but you shouldn't have to be like, oh, you know,
I wonder.
Mm-hmm. But that will be a good topic.
So I just wanted to
start off our next show.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, bring that out. And then I also, before we go, we kind of made this a little short show, as you guys can see, because I'm still not feeling too well and I was late. But also, there's a guy that I'm going to show you, Nancy, when we're done. Very nice looking guy on Instagram.
Please don't tell me he's a woman.
No, he's not a woman, but he's gay. Now, I don't have any issues with homosexuality and all of that stuff. I have family members. I embrace them. This is going to be so crass, but I don't care. Who you fuck does not make me come. So I don't, I'm just saying. I don't care what your preference is your preference. But, you know, it seems like there is a lot of homophobia out here. And it's unfortunate, because some people think that, you know, just because a man is gay, that he want every man he come in contact with, and vice versa for women, when that's not the case. Because even if you're gay, you still have your preferences. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't mean that you're going to hit on every man or woman that you see. So I think we're going to probably have a show on that as well. We're going to try to find someone that would be open to talking to us about their lifestyle and how it is in regards with their family and work and how they're treated out in society. So just wanted to give you guys that little teaser for those, those topics or whatever. So we have to go.
Yeah, we got to cut it short today, but as always, it's been fun.
Yes. So again, let us know how you like our show. We are now on Spotify. I found that out by mistake.
And SoundCloud.
I'm sorry. I meant to say SoundCloud, not Spotify. We might be on Spotify and we might be on Apple Music, but I know we're on SoundCloud. So we're on SoundCloud. Yay. And we are on Podcast Detroit's website as well, Curvy Cutie. So make sure you subscribe to us. We are once a month for now. We might try to ramp it up, you know, but we have a lot going on in our lives.
Yes,
so
once
a month is what we can
do for now.
So, but if you have any comments or topics that you would like for us to chat about, hit up Fancy Nancy or Boss Lady Toy. Y'all know our Instagram. I got two Instagrams. Or you could just hit us up on our Curvy Cuties Instagram page. We do have a Curvy Cuties Instagram page. So if you're interested or want to come in and talk, if you have something you want to chat about, let us know. Okay?
Okay. Well, you all have a wonderful everything.
Have a wonderful month.
Yes,
so we'll see you guys next month.
Next month.
All right. Tuning out, Curvy Cuties.
Bye.
Bye.